I'm delighted to say I'm joined by Keelan and Rhys Irwin. Both lads don't need an introduction to our listeners here at Highland Radio, but local Kilmacrenan motorbike racers, boys, a new season 2019 just kicking off last weekend. Looking forward, suppose we'll look back. We spoke back in September of last year. It's been a busy last couple of months in 2018 and an extremely busy start to the 2019 campaign. But what have you been up to since we last spoke?
Yeah, been really busy. Obviously, we ended the British Championship season towards the end of last year since we spoke. And I'd done the last round of the Irish Masters as well and got my first win in Mundello at the Masters. And then I went on and I won the Young Irish Rider of the Year, which set me up nice going into winter then. And then we just kind of took 3 or 4 weeks off and then started preparing again in Spain about New Year's week, actually. I think we went out on the 28th of December. And just started preparing then for the new year.
And suppose, Rhys, you were busy right up to the end of 2018 as well. And suppose the big news coming for you last year, towards the end of last year, was being selected for the Red Bull Rookies, which was fantastic.
Yeah, I got selected to go to the selection event of Red Bull Rookies in Guadix in Spain, and it was a brilliant experience. You know, went out with the fastest young riders in the world, and was brilliant to get selected and actually made it through to the last day of the selection event, and the last Irish person ever to do that was my brother Keelan, so that was a nice thing to do. But yeah, no, it was definitely a busy year, because the end of October, I think it was, I raced at the MotoGP Grand Prix in Valencia, and it was just really busy. So then we ended up then spending the rest of our winter, we just kept going on straight to Spain and done the rest of the winter training in Spain.
I'm going to take you back to last year, Keelan, about the award you just touched on. You got the Motorbike Racer of the Year. How big of an achievement was that for you?
Oh, yeah, massive, because obviously they took, I think it was 7 of us throughout the year. So every month, like a panel of experts as such nominated someone. And then they all brought us to a final day in Mundello in November in the cold, not ideal conditions. And we were told to go out and we were judged on everything from like PR, interview skills, and then marketing skills, and then obviously our on the bike, which is, you know, the most important bit at the end of the day. And so to come out winning that, and I think I won every category as well, so it was a massive deal to win that, but it was nice to win it in a good fashion as well.
Obviously it would have given you some confidence coming into this year, and looking at this year, suppose you just one race in. Last year was your rookie year, so a wee bit more pressure this year?
Yeah, 100%. But obviously I've started working with Gino Rea, who's a former MotoGP rider, and he's been bringing me on, you know, just, well, he's kind of brought me into his whole lifestyle. You know, we've been staying with him in Spain and stuff, and seeing what he does, going big long bicycle rides and stuff and riding the bike with him, and that's been brilliant. But I just said this year's a different ball game. Now I've got to kind of make it happen as such, and that's kind of what the plan is.
And suppose, Rhys, you're sitting fourth overall currently in the Talon Cup. 2018 was a good year for you. You're looking to improve on that. So 2019, what's different about this year for you?
Well, obviously the main one is I have a year experience. Like last year I was pretty much a rookie in every class that I raced in. So this year I'm going with a year's experience under my belt, and I've had a brilliant winter training camp and everything. I was training with Gino Rea as well as Keelan, and to be fair, I'm just coming into season a lot more relaxed, because I know what's going to happen. You know, I've seen it all before, so I'm just no more prepared and ready to race.
So obviously that's something you should have thought of, the strategy last year, what you could improve on for 2019. And obviously you've taken that on board, and the decision making behind that, was it an opportunity that Gino approached you to say, I want to take you out and to necessarily take you under his wing?
Yeah, I think it just kind of, obviously, he approached us at the end of last season. I think it was the last round at Brands Hatch, and we just kind of got talking, and things kind of worked out kind of, I don't know if he intended for it to be as full on as it is now, like we stayed with him for weeks on end in Spain, like, but it was great for him to do that to us, and the insight he can give us is no end, like, you know. It's taken a lot of, like, I think we're both a lot more relaxed now, because we kind of when like he's saying you're fast and you're well prepared and stuff, then that's okay, you know, then you obviously know you are. So we feel like, we feel really prepared, relaxed and relieved as well.
I know we spoke last year about the intense training schedule you're having, and suppose that extra 1%, and maybe is it maybe too intense from what you learned last year, maybe going into the races this year, are we more relaxed? Is that something that, you know, has brought into your game?
No, if anything, so training's probably got worse. Well, I don't know, because in the class I'm racing is like, for example, body weight is like extremely important. So I work with a nutritionist now, and I watch my weight, I watch everything that I have to eat, and I train twice a day and everything. So now if anything, the training has gone up, but I don't mind because I know every time that everything I'm doing is the right training, if that makes sense. You know, I'm not running all day and guessing if I should be doing something else, but now I'm definitely training hard.
So no Easter eggs, that's what you're telling me, Ruth?
No, I haven't got any Easter eggs. I have to give them all to Dad.
suppose, Cailin, come back to you. Suppose nutrition, the element of fitness, and people wouldn't associate that with riders. I know you touched on it last year, that it was something really... And obviously, the element of the psychology, to have it correct as well. Suppose you need that. Is that something that you've maybe upped as well this year?
Yeah, massively. I think, as Rhys says, everything's kind of just went up a level from working with Gino, because you think you're doing something well, but like obviously at like world championship level, you know, it's what they do is like every detail. Like it's only because you're talking about such small margins, you know, like it's 2 and 3 tenths there. It's it all adds up, you know, like everything from like the training that we do like in January, when like you're so far away from the first race, but when you get to the first race, like it all adds up, you know. And that's kind of the biggest thing that he's brought to me, is that he kind of is that every single thing does matter. You know, before I was, you know, I always worked really hard and stuff, but he's really made me, you know, the finer details even more. Like, you know, we analyse everything to death and stuff like that. So it's been a massive help. And I think, as Rhys says, we're a lot more relaxed now and stuff, and I feel good.
And Rhys, from your point of view, obviously getting the Red Bull last year will give you huge confidence getting to this year. Is there obviously more confidence when you're going into a race?
Well, you can definitely say that, because especially after having such a strong start to the season at the first round, you know, every race now it's a wee bit easier because, you know, I'm more pronounced as one of the front runners. You know, like when I arrive at the weekend, you know, everyone is looking at me, and instead of last year I was looking at everyone else. But now it's definitely a lot better position to be in. It makes everything easier, training, everything, just makes everything worth it. So now it's definitely brilliant to be coming in the season with a bit more confidence and a bit more experience.
And how are you dealing with that pressure? You feel you're handling it okay so far?
Yeah, not too bad, you know, I think so anyway. But no, it's early in the season and all, I'm taking it every race at a time, and I'm feeling alright so far.
We might ask the big brother, do you feel that, suppose you can analyse each other, and I'll ask you about Cailin in a minute, but Cailin, I'm going to ask you about Rhys. Have you seen a difference to him this year?
Yeah, massively. I think he's really upped his game a wee bit. He's definitely not worrying about stuff as much as he used to, and he's, the results show for himself, because he always had the ability as such, but now he's kind of, he's actually getting, you know, he's getting the results and getting it done. So that's the most important thing, you know. So long may it continue.
And Rhys, I'll ask you the same thing about Cailin. Suppose you're his biggest critic, and suppose that's a nice thing to have, because he is your brother, and you're going to be straight up and honest with him.
Yeah, well, to be fair, Cailin's always been, you know, like cold as a stone. So he's never really got too worried. He's never got too worried of anything. He was always, you know, he was always sort of cool and relaxed. So yeah, no, he's pretty much same as usual. If anything, he's a bit better now.
So looking forward to the season, boys. What is the goals here? What are we going to be hearing coming out from their Irwin camp?
Yeah, well, I think I'd love to obviously get a few wins and stuff at British Championship. That would be my main goal. As for the championship and stuff, obviously crashing out his first round wasn't ideal, but it's only a small blip. You know, I hope it's a long year. And the main thing for me is just to keep improving. Obviously, the class I'm in, you know, it's tough, you know, and there's people in and who've been there a lot longer than me. But I think we should be able to, I'm confident of what we can do. Obviously, we've got a new bike this year and moving to Kawasaki last minute. So that's kind of put us a wee bit on the back foot. But I think long term, you know, the team and stuff have been working really hard to get the bike working, you know, to get me comfortable and stuff. And we've, you know, we had a test there on Friday, you know, we made another bit of progress as well. So we're chipping away all the time, you know, and I think we should be in a good place come the summer.
And suppose from yourself, Reece, any changes in the bike this year that you probably would be more happier with? Or?
To be fair, no, I'm going on season with the same bike again, which is really nice, to be fair. I've started the last time I've done two seasons the same bike is probably back when I was racing motocross, so now it's definitely nice to have two seasons in a row on the same bike. And now this season it's definitely a lot easier going in, having all my data and everything from last year, so now it's going good.